Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. A musical biography by Perry Keenside. Vienna, 1791. The July evening is hot and close. Thunder growls in the distance. Mozart, 35 years old, overworked and exhausted, is trying out ideas for his new opera, The Magic Flute. He feels unwell, almost paranoid, and sometimes wonders if one of his rivals, perhaps Salieri, is trying to poison him. In the room next door, his wife, Constanze, sleeps fitfully. She is pregnant with their sixth child, and a birth is imminent. There are the usual money worries. Suddenly, an insistent knocking is heard on the door. Mozart opens it to reveal a mysterious hooded figure who has come to commission a requiem mass for his master. In a flash, Mozart perceives that this man is really an emissary of death, and that the requiem he is to compose will in fact be for his own demise, an event that he feels cannot now be long in coming. Within a few months, Mozart will indeed be dead and sent to a pauper's grave. Salieri's triumph is complete.